Opening, 2D coordinate systems. A black computer fills the view. A red square appears at the bottom left corner of the screen near a marked point. The marked point is the origin, where both coordinates are zero. Two arrows extend from the origin. One points to the right and is labeled X. The other points upward and is labeled Y. The position of the square is shown in the top right corner as numerical X and Y values. Every location on this flat screen is described by two numbers. Horizontal position, called X, and vertical position, called Y, both measured relative to the origin. 2D motion, horizontal with off-screen behavior. The square moves to the right. The X value increases, indicating positive horizontal position. The square continues moving to the right until it reaches the edge of the screen. The square moves to the left towards the origin. The X value decreases. The square passes the origin and continues moving to the left off the visible screen. The X value becomes negative, even though the square is no longer visible. The square returns to the origin where X equals zero. 2D motion, vertical with off-screen behavior. The square moves upward. The Y value increases, indicating positive vertical position. The square moves downward towards the origin. The Y value decreases. The square passes below the origin and continues downward off the visible screen. The Y value becomes negative, even though the square is no longer visible. The square returns to the origin. 2D concept reinforcement. The coordinate system extends beyond the edges of the screen. When the square is not visible, its position is still defined by its coordinates. In two dimensions, every position, visible or not, is described by X and Y values. This means the screen only shows part of a larger coordinate space. Transition to 3D. The square extends backward, becoming a cube. The viewpoint shifts, revealing depth. The origin moves to the center of the screen. A third arrow appears, extending outward from the origin towards the viewer. The arrow is labeled Z. A faint transparent plane appears beneath the cube, marking a reference surface for vertical position. The coordinate display updates to show three values, X, Y, and Z. In three dimensions, position is described using three coordinates. Right-hand coordinate system. A right hand enters the scene near the origin. The thumb points to the right, indicating positive X. The index finger points upwards, indicating positive Y. The middle finger points outward toward the viewer, indicating positive Z. This orientation defines a right-handed coordinate system. The hand exits the scene. 3D motion, X-axis. The cube moves to the right. The X value increases. The cube moves to the left past the origin. The X value becomes negative. The cube returns to the origin. 3D motion, Y-axis. The cube moves upward away from the transparent plane. The Y value increases. The cube moves downward below the origin, passing through the plane. The Y value becomes negative. The cube returns to the origin. 3D motion, Z-axis. The cube moves outward, toward the viewer. It appears larger as it approaches. The Z value increases and becomes positive. The cube continues forward, approaching, and then passing beyond the camera's position. It moves out of view. The Z value continues increasing even though the cube is no longer visible. The cube reappears and moves back towards the origin. It passes through the origin and continues moving inward away from the viewer. It appears smaller as it moves deeper into the scene. The Z value becomes negative. Z concept's connection to 2D. As in two dimensions, the coordinate system extends beyond what is visible. Earlier, the square moved off the screen when the X or Y became negative. Here, the cube moves out of view when Z becomes large enough in the positive direction. When the cube is not visible, its position is still defined by its coordinates. Combined motion. The cube moves diagonally through space. The X, Y, and Z values change continuously. The cube moves at a position to the right, above, and toward the viewer. All three coordinates are positive. The cube moves to a position left, below, and away from the viewer. All three coordinates are negative. Observer perspective with camera orbit. The viewpoint remains in front of the origin. The camera begins to move, circling horizontally around the cube while staying focused on it. As the camera moves, the cube remains at the center, but the appearance of right, up, and toward the viewer changes from the camera's point of view. The coordinate axis remains fixed in space. This shows that the coordinate system does not move with the viewer. The camera continues its circular motion, passing on the side of the cube, then behind it, and then returning to its original position in front. Throughout this motion, the origin and axis stay fixed. The observer's position changes, but the coordinate system does not. This places the observer at different positions in space while the cube remains at the origin. Observer position concept. At the beginning, the observer is located in a region where x, y, and z are all positive. The positive z direction points from the origin towards the observer. Objects moving toward the viewer have an increasing z value. Objects moving away have decreasing or more negative z values. Closing. The camera settles back in front of the origin. The cube remains centered at the origin. The three axes intersect at the center. The coordinate display shows x equals 0, y equals 0, z equals 0. This coordinate system allows any point in space, visible or not, to be described using three numbers.